You are listening to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation on tranquility using a mudra, and this is episode 418. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I'm so thrilled to have you here. I want to say how much I honor you. And if you're going through this entire meditation series with me, the Tea Life, Tea Mind series, I just want to say that you are pretty awesome. It takes a lot to show up for yourself, and here you are. So give yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing. Well, in today's meditation, we continue with our theme, the Tea Life, Tea Mind theme. That's the book that Soshitsu Sen, the 15th, wrote because he is the Grand Tea Master in Japan, and his family has been passing down the tradition of the tea ceremony for hundreds of years. And so this is all about the principles of the Japanese tea ceremony, and tranquility is one of them. There are four foundational principles. We've already explored the first three: harmony, respect, purity, and today it's all about tranquility. So you're going to be guided using a mudra. And if you're not sure what mudras are, don't worry about it. It's simply a way you position your hands, and you don't even have to use the mudra in order to receive the benefits of this meditation. This is going to be a 10-minute guided meditation, and I have to say that it's really hard for me to keep these meditations short, but I'm going to do my best. So you can find, as always, all the different meditation techniques over at my website at sipandom.com. And there you'll see the mudra and all the other meditations and the links that I mentioned, the link to this book. And I invite you to a 100-day meditation quest. And with that quest, it's completely free. Each week you receive an email full of a week's worth of meditations that guide you through some theme that will impact your life to give you more peace, energy, and clarity. Again, you can find that at sipandom.com. Well, let's get you meditating. So go ahead and sit up straight, make your body comfortable, honor this time. You're giving yourself this time and space, so make it phenomenal, make it fantastic. You may not even feel like meditating right now, but here you are, you showed up. So I'm going to give it my all for you. Give it your all for yourself. Go ahead and start to relax the areas of your body where you're likely to hold the most tension. Relax your face and your jaw. Close your eyes gently. Keep them ever so slightly uplifted. This will keep your thoughts high. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your chest. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Oh, feel that tension just drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. For now, rest your hands gently on your lap. Relax your stomach and your hips and your thighs. Loosen your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Just relish this feeling right now. You've worked to get yourself to this point. Now enjoy it, savor it. And let's have you put your hands in this week's mudra, the Gasapana Mudra. Again, you can find a photo of this mudra on my Facebook page there at sipandom.com, on my website. It's a pretty mudra to explain. It's a gesture of pouring out and letting go. What you're going to do is you're going to place your index fingers flat against each other. and then you're going to clasp your hands. So actually, you could just go ahead and clasp your hands together with your fingers intertwined and your thumbs are crossed. And then straighten out your index fingers. Very nice, very simple. And you're going to point your index fingers downward. And this is going to allow you to pour out and let go of all your stress, all your tension, anything that holds you back from tranquility. So when you're lying down, if you're doing this, I do this throughout the day all the time, by the way. So when you're lying down, point your fingers down to the ground, to your feet, and just relax both of your hands. And I love to do this mudra when I'm standing up, especially if I'm talking to somebody that kind of stresses me out a little bit. I do this mudra because it's very discreet. People just think you have your hands clasped and your fingers are pointing down. So when I do this mudra, I really just pour out my tension from being with a particular person that might stress me out. And then I become more open and receptive to what's truly going on in the situation. So try this for yourself. So as you're seated, you'll just go ahead and your arms and elbows will kind of be straightened with your hands clasped and your index fingers pointing down and your thumbs are crossed in front right there. You might want to take a look at the photo on my website or at sipandom.com for this week's series. So now, this is not all you're going to do. I want you to visualize this picture, and this is coming from Mudras, Yoga in Your Hands by Gertrude Hershey, and I'll link to that in my website as well. Imagine yourself sitting on an elevated stone in a stream, or you could imagine yourself sitting next to it. And if you have an actual body of water that you have the opportunity to sit next to, that's the best. While you exhale, imagine sweat pouring out from every pore of your body, and it forms a rivulet that flows out of you into the stream. So you're washing yourself in the cool water of the stream. And then turn to the warming sun and let it dry you. And as you do so, you open yourself again for the fresh energy that fills you each time you inhale. So you're going to inhale and just feel this fresh energy. And as you exhale, imagine rivulets of sweat pouring out of you, pouring down you, pouring down your hands, pouring down your index fingers into the stream and washing away from you. And as you're feeling purified, I'm going to read to you from Tea Life, Tea Mind, Tranquility, an aesthetic concept unique to tea, comes with the constant practice of the first three principles of harmony, respect, and purity in our everyday lives. Sitting alone, away from the world, at one with the rhythms of nature, liberated from attachments to the material world and bodily comforts, purified and sensitive to the sacred essence of all that is around. A person making and drinking tea in contemplation approaches a sublime state of tranquility. But strange to say, this tranquility will deepen even further when another person enters the microcosm of the tea room and joins the host in contemplation over a bowl of tea. That we can find a lasting tranquility within our own selves in the company of others is the paradox. And with this, I want to invite you to join our free Daily Meditation Podcast Facebook group. In that group, you're going to meet other meditators just like you on this same path, following these same meditations, and you can connect with these people and support them, and you'll receive support. And just as in the tea ceremony room, it's sharing a cup of tea with others. When another person enters the room, you have a deeper sense of tranquility. When you meditate with other people and you connect with them on that kind of a level, you feel incredible tranquility. So I hope to see you in the group. You can find out how to join that on my website at sipandom.com or head over to my Facebook page. As always, I so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.